Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are joining. We're super happy for this collaboration between us and ABC Conclave. So welcome to today's talk show. My name is Rudy Shushani, as you know, and I'm an award winner, founder of CryptoTalks and DX Talks, the digital leaders platform. Today, I stand in front of you with great excitement of this privilege that I'm hosting the feedback. With this remarkable partnership, and of course, this remarkable people that have joined me on this talk show, amazing women leaders in Web3. So this is our first mutual episode. We're going to be talking all about crypto in the season 2024. This is the second talk show or the second season of the conference itself, which is taking place in October 11 and 12 in Dubai, and also the 7th and 8th of November in Bangkok. So back to back, there's a lot of events happening. So this extraordinary event combines gaming, esports tournaments, FOMO lounge, transformative networking opportunities, blockchain-driven hackathons. So it has to be driven into this immersive journey featuring insightful Web3 conferences, and most importantly, attracting diverse audience from over 5,000 plus attendees from across the globe. So to know more of this event, I will put the link also down, abcconclave.com for more information, and I will definitely plug it down. So today, the talk show is part of a pre-event activity that is being done by ABC Conclave series, hosted by DX Talks. We're trying to do this partnership all together. So we're excited to really highlight this pivotal role that we are playing in shaping the future of blockchain, cryptocurrencies, and most importantly, decentralized technologies. So our session brings together influential women in Web3 space, trailblazers, and thought leaders who are driving innovation and advocating for more inclusive ecosystem, and we need more of them. So they will share their unique journey, challenges they have overcome in a male-dominated industry, and we've seen it all over. I'm a male ally to this initiatives. We have our own initiatives also. And we're going to be hearing their visions for diverse and equitable future in crypto. Before we begin, I'm really excited to announce that for those who stay with us until the end, we're going to be giving exclusive offer. You'll receive a special discount, 50%. We're going to be also sharing it on our special media and groups so that you can get them and get the 50% discount for the event in Dubai and, of course, for the second event that's happening in Bangkok on the 7th and 8th November. So don't miss out this amazing opportunity. We will provide you the code by the end of the session. Without further ado, let me introduce you to our first panelist, Joanna. She's the Chief Strategy Officer at Amlok, who has harnessed the blockchain potential to drive innovation. I'm going to be just briefly mentioning their bios, but I want them to explain more what do they do. Also, our second speaker, Hadir Gaber, founder of Chainmina Egypt, is fiercely committed to fostering blockchain adoption. And unfortunately, due to some emergency situation, Amalia Groschal couldn't make it today with us. She was the founder and CEO of Mirai DAO. She's an amazing woman leader who is driving investment in the Web3 and blockchain space. So without further ado, let's join the speakers with us. Here we go. Welcome on board. Welcome, Joanna. Welcome, Hash or Hadir. Welcome to our joint talk show today, part of ABC Conclave.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm going to start by Joanna, if you don't mind introducing yourself, that way we'll move forward.
Yeah, sure. So hi, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really excited to be kicking off this series. So I'm Joanna Atiyeh. I was born and raised in Jordan. I studied management engineering at the University of Waterloo here in Canada. And then lucky enough, within my university studies, I was able to do co-op. So I was studying for 4 months and working for 4 months. And through that, I was really able to navigate what interests me in terms of my career and growth. I've always been considering myself more altruistic person. I'm very interested in the intersection of technology and human-centric design. And when I came across this concept of humans being able to govern themselves using technologies like AI and blockchain and how that was possible, I went down the rabbit hole and haven't really gone out of it yet. But this is me in a nutshell. Currently, I am building a startup called Umlook. So I'm chief strategy at Umlook. Did you want me to talk a bit more about what we're building with you, or did you just want a quick introduction?
Just a quick introduction.
Okay. Hadir. Hi, Woody. Hi, Joanna. I'm happy actually to be with you guys today. And thank you so much for this opportunity. And about me, like, I'm just like 5 years now in the space, and I'm one of the, let's say, the influencers. I like to share educational content on social media about the space in Arabic and English, and also I supported a lot of projects in the marketing and the branding side. And I have a good knowledge actually about blockchain, especially because I started as a trader, but then I moved to like the technology more than just only to trade, you know. So then I decided to build my own business, Chain Mina. It's also related to influencers and the KOLs in the market. We supporting the projects to be here in Middle East, and also we supporting the influencers to find the right and the good projects. That's it. I'm happy to be with you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really, you know, super proud to be between you ladies and supporting, most importantly, the women leaders in the Web3 space. So let's start by really understanding, and knowing what's the update. I want to hear valuable insights and expertise and passion from you ladies, that how could we, enable other ladies to join and be really super successful, and then not just, do something that is not supported and it doesn't have future. What really motivated you, and this question is for you both ladies, what really motivated you to specialize in this field? Joanna, I'll start with you.
Yeah, sure. So like I mentioned, I'm from the region. So I was born and raised in Jordan. And when I started to get really deep into this technology, I quickly realized that there's a massive technological leapfrog that exists for countries like ours. And that was very inspirational because it meant that if we were able to learn about this quickly, we're able to adopt this technology very quickly and see growth in a way that we've probably never experienced before. And I think that was very exciting. Other than the nature of, I think, this technology itself, it's very open. It's welcoming to everyone. It's still very new. So I think that was a very exciting opportunity to kind of navigate and see where your passions lie and try to make impact there. Like I mentioned, I'm pretty altruistic, and I think this is the first time in human history that we can rewrite history in a very positive way. Because we're redesigning governance systems and like the social layer, and there's a lot of opportunities. So I think that was very exciting for me. And so, like I mentioned, yeah, I got really deep into the rabbit hole, got really involved in trying to bring this technology into the region and see how we can adopt it in ways where it's actually useful. So like more in like cash economies, for example, or where, you know, there's a lot of situation economically, there's situations happening economically. But that was my main push into the industry, and that's still what's kind of keeping me here. I'll give it over to Hadid.
Nice. Actually, for me, the thing that when I started, it wasn't much resources, and it was really a big challenge for me because, as I mentioned, I started as a trader, normal trader. And when I ask it, people around me, like, guys, what's the Bitcoin? What's the crypto actually? How we find this? But there's no answers. They only know the Bitcoin. That's why I was really motivated to go through this alone and to figure out what is actually the Bitcoin, what is the cryptocurrencies, what exactly the technology that the core, that because of the blockchain, we know the NFT, the metaverse, the cryptocurrency, the even the tokenization. So it's a huge technology. And this technology, I thought that this is actually the future and I need to be as soon as possible there. And from 5 years, I remember I told even my friends, like, guys, if you don't have any skills related to the blockchain, after 5 years, 6 years, you would be useless in this world. This is like was my thoughts. I don't know if it would be true one day or not, but I think most of us, we need really to understand the technology, because it's not only about crypto, it's more than that. Because on social media, as even influencer, I see a lot of people talking about Bitcoin, altcoins, but no guys, there's something more than that. So that's why in my social media, I'm trying to teach people at least, you know, the basics about blockchain, to understand that, no, this is a huge technology. This is the future. So I think I'm in the future now. So that's why I'm happy in the space. And yeah.
We're lucky to really be in the future and understanding that we are in the future, because I know that some of us have already thought or has already been enabled to know more all of this information. But on the unbanking side, there's 2.5 billion people unbanked, so they don't have this information. We have so many other people that they know, well, there's something called Bitcoin, but they're not invested, not financially. I don't want the financial part, but the technology part to empower them. And then I was speaking with Joanna earlier on about some investments. And then, you know, it's an open market for investments where today you can grab investments without even investing in a lot from yourself. So it could be community, it could be from the Web3, it could be from different things. And that's the beautiful insight or change that we are really living in. So let's go to our first really more foundational questions. You know, I've seen you and I've known you for a while, Joanna, and you've worked and, you know, you inspired me actually in many, many different things. You started different businesses in Web3 space. What's that unique challenge that you have encountered first as a female and secondly in general as a problem or encountered that made things a little bit challenging?
Yeah, of course. And I guess this ties kind of to what we were speaking about before. I think the Web3 space is very unique in itself, especially if you're trying to grow a business. I usually try to separate it. There's the traditional route, and then there's the full Web3 crypto route where we're open, you know, there's a white paper, everything's public, you grow a community, you launch a token. It's a very unique way you can start your business and like grow it in a way that we've never seen before, because through token launches and all these different mechanisms, we're able to raise money, validate our use case, and build openly. However, this does come with its challenges, especially if you're trying to scale. And so I think, honestly, I think the sweet spot is somewhere in between. If you can find good governance, the traditional route, make sure your business is set up in a way that's governed very well and the fundamentals are strong, you have a very good team, and then you do a mix of both, you know, openness in the Web3 nature and then also the more traditional route when it comes to scalability and business validation. I think that's, to me, one of the biggest challenges that I was facing that while building my previous startups. I think in this space, there's a lot, because it's open, anyone can contribute. There's a lot of fluff. So it was very hard to also like sift through all of the noise and make sure, you know, that the information that you're consuming is correct, essentially. And then, the being in a male dominated space, I mean, it's definitely not a new thing. I think every woman faces this, even in traditional systems, but even more, I guess, with this space because it's new. However, I think one thing that was very helpful is because it's very open, there's different communities everywhere. There's different people that are interested in the same thing you're interested in. And you can just kind of join the conversation and ask questions and give your insights. And there's a lot of challenges, I think, in really building a successful Web3 company, be it also because we're still very new from a user experience and technological perspective, but also I think there's a lot of opportunities, especially for women to kind of put themselves out there and you know, something that really helped me, I know this sounds kind of silly, but no one really knows anything about anything just yet, so whatever question you have, someone else has the same exact question. And honestly, that process of thinking just really helped me put myself out there more. And because, you know, we're kind of redesigning a whole new way of working, of building, of interacting, of socializing. Like, it's a whole new system if you really think about it. Every perspective is really important. And I think that was also very empowering to me as a woman, because we don't want to kind of built this new system, but with the same challenges that we posed before. So while we're rebuilding these new protocols and governance mechanisms and social layer, we want more women voices. So we make sure that, you know, equality is there, voices are represented. So I think always having that in the back of my mind, even if I'm facing kind of a challenge, was more empowering because it made me feel like if I'm not doing this now, like, you know, no one else will. And yeah, I think that was very empowering for me. But yeah, I guess the biggest challenge as well is just kind of what I said, like balancing technical leadership with business growth. In the Web3 space, it's very difficult. And then just also building credibility. And especially if you're at the forefront of a startup that's, you know, building something completely new, that comes with a lot of its challenges. But in a space where there's a lot of noise, you want to be able to build your credibility, and you can do so openly. So the more you join these types of talks, the more you contribute your thoughts, the more you can join open spaces. And the one thing also that Rudy and I were discussing that's really interesting about this space is there's a lot of grant systems. So if you have an idea, there's a lot of ways that you can validate that idea now in ways that we haven't really seen before, and it's open. So I think all of these things are kind of very empowering for people and women especially, but those are some of the things that kind of kept me going as well.
Yeah, very interesting. And I love the way that you mentioned that we are discovering, so all of us are discovering. So that's the beautiful thing, because we are on the forefront of this technology. It's still new, basically. 15 years is barely something new. We're all testing there. Hadir, I know you're into a lot of things. I know you're into influencing in terms of trying to promote. You're into the education part. But I want to focus a little bit, and many other things, of course, consultancy and other things. But I want to focus on the educational barriers for women that they face when entering this web space or this Web3 space. How can they be addressed, or how can these be addressed? And maybe, you know, these challenges removed or whatever. What's your take on this?
Yeah, thank you, Dian. Actually, it's a very good question, because I always see, even in my community and my social media, a lot of women, they would like to join the space, but they have some challenges. And one of these challenges, the lack of resources. Because even if they check the YouTube, a lot of videos, and they don't know how they can start, from where I should start, you know. And also, like most of the influencers, especially the Arabic countries, I will be specific, most of them traders. So they always think that I need to be a trader to join the space. So they think that it's complicated. I can't understand this. So because of the lack of resources, they have a lack of confidence. And I see this a lot through messages. So I just would like always to share, you don't need to be anything in this space. You just need to understand the basics at least. And from the basics, I always mention that even with my community and the educational sessions, that guys just understand the concept of the blockchain, and then you can decide if I will be trader, investor, I will build my own, for example, business, like can do a lot of things. But you need first to understand. So that's why I always share a lot of free educational content, especially for women, to understand that no, you don't need to, you don't have any issues, it's not complicated, you just need someone to guide you, like from what is the first step, the second step. Also, one of the issues that they always think, because there's no women actually in the space, like we are few, so they think that, oh, this is not for us, okay, this is not, this field is not for us, but no, it's for us actually. We can do a lot of things, as you mentioned, we multitasking, especially women, so we can do many things, it's okay for us. So I think blockchain is for you. So yeah, like one of the things or how I address from my side that I do my best really on social media to push them to learn and to understand that, no, you have the confidence, you can understand anything in life, not only blockchain, anything actually, it's not complicated. And yeah, I think this is some of the issues I faced before.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting to mention all of those challenges, because with these we're gonna be learning as we move, because the more we talk about it, the more that we are spreading that awareness, and then, you know, helping other ladies in the space to really prosper. Joanna, I'll go back to you. How do you navigate this rapidly evolving Web3 market, and what strategies have you found effective in really scaling your business, knowing that this market is ever changing every second, every minute, every hour? Sometimes I get overwhelmed, but yeah. You were able somehow to find strategy. Maybe you're also lost like me, but in the end of the day, there's a strategy to move forward with all of this, you know, things coming on top.
Right. I think the main thing is just to focus on the fundamentals. I think it's easy to get lost, like you said, but if we always consciously remember what it is we're trying to achieve with this technology, this brings us back to thinking, okay, is this really solving the problem now, or is it not relevant? So I focus on the fundamentals. I focus on, you know, like the, for example, from a technical perspective, like the technical, the architecture, for example, something that's very, very important is like the user experience, the governance mechanisms, like all of these things that fundamentally will if built, will help this technology grow and get adopted very quickly. So I always bring myself back. A strategy that I've used, honestly, I like to read, so I don't think this is for everyone, and I think bite-sized information is very important, but going back to fundamentals, if you see a project that you like, if you see a company that you resonate with, look for their documentation. In the Web3 space, if you're building openly, you should have open documentation, so reading their white papers, asking their team questions, and then something that really helped me navigate the space was, what do I think the real world use cases of this technology is, and then trying to learn about those. So what are the real world applications? What are some applications that I'm interested in that I want to learn? So always go with a kind of like a strategy, is like a goal of what you want to learn about, and then kind of navigate from there. Don't just blindly go into it, and you'll get consumed with all the little things very, very quickly. So that's something that I think is very important. I think, blocking some time to just keeping up with like any of the trends, or, you know, actively participating. I think that's the most thing that supported me, was just being an active participant in Web3 communities. So talking to founders, going into their community, their chats, going into their Discords, whatever it is, to ask questions. I think that was the biggest strategy that supported me in kind of learning the right things, let's say. And then from a product perspective, from a startup perspective, being very agile. So in your product development, just being very, very agile, listening to your community, doing a lot of feedback, getting a lot of feedback, iterating a lot if possible. We're still very early for mass adoption. So if you're building something B2C, you need to continuously be talking to your customers. I do a lot of on-ground research. So with Amlook, we're focused on Web2 companies, for example. So I'm actively in the space, talking to restaurants, to coffee shops, doing a lot of ground research, because that's the only way you'll really be able to understand what's missing. And then, like I mentioned, a lot of these grant systems and protocol innovation funds, they really help you go validate an idea. So even if you just want to learn about what's being built in this space, you can go to a lot of these innovation funds, look through the proposals that are being written, what problems are they trying to solve. So just always kind of bring yourself back to fundamentals, kind of go in with a goal of what you want to learn and then navigate that way, is kind of what's been helping me throughout the whole fluff, I would say.
Indeed, I guess that fluff is a very important word, because it shows you how things are really moving. Let's call it this way. So it really gets us into another perspective, and this is where I jump to Hash, because it's important. Community is important, as Joanna said, and community support for that is even more important, especially for women in Web3. You are from Egypt, residing in Dubai. What role does education play in fostering community? And at the same time, knowing, you know, our backgrounds, knowing how can we, for example, help our Middle East region, who is really in need of such technologies, knowing that, you know, for example, Egypt, there's very high skilled people that they just need maybe a promotion, or they need that chance, maybe they don't know about it. So how is this education is really working and building these communities and the community support for it? I'll give it to you.
Yeah, it's a very good question, Rudy, because as you mentioned, and also Joanna mentioned, the community is very important. And especially in Middle East, because as you mentioned, not only Egypt, one of the biggest countries regarding trading and volume, by the way, but I see most of the countries right now, they are interested in the space, but they, again, the same issue, the knowledge, you know, maybe because we have really a lack of resources to understand better the space. But community is very important, because from my opinion, the space, as you mentioned, guys, it's a new and there's no structure enough yet. So I think the community, especially the strong one, it will support you even as a woman, as a project. It will support you regarding knowledge, connections. Like for me to start, by the way, I got the help from the communities here in Dubai to have really, very good connections through the meetups and the events. So connections, education, our knowledge about the space, and the knowledge from the right people. And one of also, like, from what I see from the Arabic communities, especially the investors and the traders, they don't like to seek for the knowledge. I don't know why, to be honest, but maybe because we don't have still much resources, but they are very interested in the space. But again, we have this lack. So community is number one in Web3, even if for women, for projects, connections, investment. You can have, as you mentioned also, you can get your investment for your project because of your community. You can even win in anything, by the way, in Web3, through your community if you have a strong one. One of the biggest tools and important marketing tools in Web3, the community, how to build a good community and a healthy one for your project. This is number one tool. And I think if you can build a successful community, your project will be successful. You, even as a person, you would be successful. And through my community, I always encourage women to understand more, as I told you. I even give free sessions. I literally don't care about money. I just give sessions for free to understand the space and to make them avoid as much as I can the scammers, because this is one of the challenges also. We have a lot of scammers in the space. And because of the scammers, people think, oh, this is not a good one for me. This is not a good space to invest or even to enter. So community is number one, actually.
Yeah, it's really interesting how things are changing. So I really want to understand more, and then we want to start winding down. We have the last two questions, and this question is for both of you. What do you see the biggest opportunities for women entrepreneurs in the next 5 years? What should they focus on?
Yeah, I can kick this off. I think we're gonna start to see a bigger hunger for impact, so impact-driven initiatives and just investment in that regard as well. So I think that's gonna be a really, really great opportunity for women to capitalize on. I think if you also have a successful Web2 business, I think it's definitely worth looking at your roadmap and seeing how a Web3 element could fit into it. Often I say, like, we're quite early in the sense with a lot of applications where we have a solution and we're looking for a problem. You don't want to get too caught up in that. It's just, I think that it's always good to think 5 years from now, how will my tech stack incorporate some of these Web3 elements, for example? How can I grow my Web2 business to encompass a lot of these blockchain-based infrastructure or whatever is relevant for your specific use case? I think a lot of things as well that we're going to start to see, especially as the intersection of all these technologies is going to come together, is the human element. So a lot of like roles that require, you know, a lot of empathy and like the soft skills is going to be more prominent. So, you know, that's never going to go away. And I think as women, we definitely have an advantage there. So that's definitely something that we can leapfrog right into. And I think that's, there's going to be a good opportunity over there. But yeah, like I mentioned as well, the most important is just to have a voice whenever you can, be involved, give your opinion, and then just always think, okay, how can I incorporate any Web3 element into what I'm trying to do now? Whether it's community, like Hadi was saying, I often always say Web3 is a community, not competition either. So then there's a lot of new ways as well for people to collaborate, and there's different ways for people to build together that didn't exist before. So just, yeah, keep that in mind. But I think that's
it. Yeah, I like this. Community is collaboration, not competition, because this is when you see the value of it. Thank exactly. you. Hadir, what's your take?
So I don't know after 5 years what will happen, actually, but I think blockchain, AI, like I
also... They're there to stay. They are there to stay. That's
something yeah, for so sure. I'm sure there's really like, we need to... you know, like as we mentioned in the beginning, this is the future, okay? Not only blockchain, also the AI. So you need to involve in this space as soon as like you can, just to try, be confident, you can understand anything and find your way. And also I just would like to mention, just be yourself in the space, because everyone has a different really mindset and background. Just be yourself, choose what like your way. And it's a new space, so you can even build something no one did before. You can build, you have the opportunity to do something new. And yeah, like the blockchain, AI, I think this is the future. Maybe after 5 years, we all of us actually, we need to have good skills in these two. Yeah,
definitely. My last question is about resources and initiatives. Which ones do you believe are most effective in helping women gain that knowledge and skills needed really to thrive in Web3? and become a go-to expert and thought leader. So I'm gonna try to also, you know, you have been there as a thought leader. You have been wanted by different brands. You've worked with different people. How can other ladies or women join you in the same more or less journey so that they can be there and then, you know, enjoying the journey and enjoying the ride, I would say, because it really is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'll speak for myself. Honestly, everything happens super organically. I'll say that I've been in this space completely driven by passion, and one thing led to the other, and I'm on talks like this. But I think the main thing that helped me, honestly, is like seeking out mentorship. Like I mentioned, it's kind of hard to sift through the noise, but if you can have a couple calls with some people that are a little more well-versed in something that you want to learn in, that will just give you a little bit of a head start on where to go in. Honestly, the space, I'm always open for calls. I know the work that Hadir is doing is incredible. I would always recommend to start there, to join a community, to find some like-minded individuals that you can have a conversation with and start from there. I think that's the perfect starting point. There's no other way to really, there's no other better way to go about it. And just put yourself out there. If you're a writer, write a couple of blogs, create some content. It's a creator's economy now. So if you're more of a social media person, so much opportunity there to be creating content and making your work visible. But honestly speaking, like Hadir was saying, authenticity is what will get you really far. Don't try to, you know, like, know everything about everything. Focus on what you resonate with, what you're passionate about, what you enjoy learning about, and then that will be your best path forward, just to organically grow into that and give your, like, your, to be a thought leadership in that space.
Thank you. Hadir?
Yeah, I will not add much, but yes, just first you need to have the knowledge, and then you will decide which sector you would like where is actually your passion in blockchain, because we have a lot of things, not only crypto. So you can find your passion and then just to try to work, like, step by step, have the passion, and then you will find yourself really something in this space. Working hard on yourself and to be updated, because we have a lot of updates and crazy updates. It's really crazy field. Every day we just wake up and find a new hype. So you need to be updated. Through the social media, there is nothing actually or specially you need to follow. Just through the social media, do your own research. Don't listen to anyone in the space, because as I mentioned again, there is no structure. So everyone just sharing, we sharing our opinions. We are not expert 100% because it's still a new space and we discovering everything day by day. So take it step by step and you will reach in the end.
Any last words before we conclude?
No, just that I know this gets overwhelming, but just never forget to balance your life out. We are very technologically driven now, but it's very important to stay on ground. So, you know, go outside, walk barefoot, do all of that, but also get more familiar with working online, meeting people online. It's new, but that's just the new way of the world, and that's how you can get advanced. Message people, go on calls, interact with people from all around the world. So don't only limit yourself to also, you know, your circle or people familiar to you. But thank you so much for this opportunity. It's really great.
Thank you. Hadir?
Yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity to explain our, like, experience and our ideas about it. And I hope really we help with anyone here. So just work on yourself hard and search. Do your own research. It's a new field. And just do it step by step and everything, it will be fine. Thank you so much for today, actually, Rudy. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. I think this is a super interesting discussion. I'm really happy of what you have achieved, most importantly. Keep on achieving more. So, you know, this is a very competitive market. You can follow Hash and Joanna based on the below the text highlight, as you can see down there, at Atiyeh Joanna and at Hash Deal One. They are always active, so you can reach out to them and communicate at any point of time. So with that, I'd like to thank you, ladies, and then we'll be seeing you super soon. If you want to follow also ABC Conclave, our great conference host that is happening in October 11 and 12, we are really happy to accommodate any questions at this time. So make sure also, if you want to continue this discussion, do keep them in the chat. Hadir and Joanna will keep on answering later on. We will make sure that they answer you. We hope that you found this talk show insightful and informative. If you have any additional questions, don't forget that this conversation is continuing. Don't hesitate to contact us through the website or social media platforms. Before we wrap up, as I mentioned before, I would like to remind you that we will be sending out exclusive coupon codes to all those that has joined from different platforms. Make sure that your email is registered. If it's not, do communicate it to us. This code or these codes will allow you 50% discount on ABC Conclave events in Dubai and in Bangkok. So thank you for joining us today. We look forward to having you back for the next one, next talk show, hoping that we will be having it. We will be announcing it very soon and discussing different topics. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions and insightful conversation on this latest topic and innovations. Follow us on social media, as I mentioned. We will put them in the description also so that you can also follow everyone. Until then, take care and see you next time. This is your host signing out, Rudy Shushani. See you soon.